Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Pat Miller, and I live in Hamilton and work at McMaster. I'm the moderator for this afternoon, and I'd like to extend my appreciation for you joining us. We have four sessions today. They will each be 12 minutes in length, leaving us 2 minutes for questions, so don't hesitate to ask a question. I wanted to remind you that you need to have your cell phones turned off. This session is being audio recorded, just so you are aware of that. And I'm not introducing the speakers and their topic. They'll do that, and their bios are available online for you to review. So without further ado, we'll turn it over to Enoch.
Thank you, Pat. I'm Enoch Ho, I'm a physiotherapist and also a registered acupuncturist in Ontario. So I train in both physiotherapy and TCM acupuncture. And I'm an immigrant from Hong Kong. I came to this country in 1991. So 27 years, my English is still not good. Any reason you want to ask me to repeat again what I'm saying, please do so. I used to be the youngest in the OPA conference, now I'm the oldest. I saw the young professional and joining the profession, which is very good. So the reason I brought this topic to the OPA conference is not only talk about the trial they were running, but I want to promote acupuncture in stroke, in neurological condition. I want people to think about acupuncture not only for pain. I want our profession to use this modality that we are allowed to use within the school of practice to expand from pain management to other conditions like stroke, Parkinson's, eventually maybe diabetes, maybe if interest in cosmetic. That's totally out of our profession. So that's the reason I come here to talk. I have a 2 hours presentation on the same topic, and this is a 15 minutes version. So some disclosure, this project is supported by Physiotherapy Foundation Canada. I have nothing, no conflict of interest to declare. Part of the result has been presented at the National Stroke Conference last year, and hoping I will have more opportunities to share this information with other people. So basically, I've talked about what's acupuncture, some science, some evidence, some future directions. So 15 minutes is fast running. Acupuncture, what is it? Very simple, put a steel, solid, monofilament needles stuck in the body to achieve some effect. So if you go for TCM theory, we believe that our system runs in certain way that is still not yet clearly defined by science, which is meridian. Some people say meridian is the neurological system. Some people believe it's blood circulation. Something is the connective tissue, soft tissue plane, etc., etc. So we don't know. But we believe our system somehow in the body circulate, and we can stimulate the system to make it run more effective. So acupuncture is not new to North America. So we have about at least 30 years history that we're using. Why acupuncture can be effective for stroke? At least there are four areas in basic science that we can base on. In order to put a new therapy to be used in Ontario, maybe covered by OPIC one day, we have to have a few steps. First step, is there any science behind? Second step, any evidence? Third, is it truly working in a large scale? Is there any local study run by our own hospital, university that prove it somehow is working? So this is the step, the first step, basic science. With the use of that acupuncture, we believe it can activate certain parts of the brain that can rebuild the connection, the network. We probably believe also that acupuncture can help the blood flow after any stroke event. And the third part is it helps the brain cells to become stronger to damage due to loss of sense on loss of circulation. And last part is most interesting is the neuroplasticity. With the use of needle stimulation, we can help the brain to sprout out to cover the damaged part. So if you look at evidence, so So back to 2009, one of the first systemic review of the use of acupuncture for stroke population, at that time, the conclusion is very limited because we cannot find anything valuable that we can make some clinical kind of conclusion. The other review done in 1 year after in 2010, published our own Canadian journal. Again, we don't see a lot of good reason to use acupuncture because there's limited positive effect of acupuncture on the stroke population. So more systemic review coming out. Again, 2012, acupuncture may be effective in the treatment of post-stroke, but poor study quality for stability of publication bias, especially used among Chinese publication, the bias will be even worse, and small sample size hinder the strength of this recommendation. So as time goes on, now we talk about 2013-14, so the language of the conclusion slightly changed. You can see method on this is published 2014, systemic review. Meta-analysis showed that acupuncture or electrical acupuncture is significantly decreased spasticity after stroke. So you can see a conclusion still changing. It's more towards the positive side. Because this is done in 2013. Post-stroke death, dependency, disability, no single difference between acupuncture group and the control group. However, the global post-stroke neurological deficit score, somehow acupuncture group has some superiority over the control. So this conclusion, if you remember the first one that I showed in 2009, after 4 or 5 years, seems like the landscape is shifting towards the positive side. Another one in 2015, acupuncture may improve stroke rehabilitation in neurological function improvement, smaller disability. So the conclusion even more positive is it's not just they may have, but they probably will have some positive result. And this is a cognitive review in 2016. Acupuncture may improve stroke rehabilitation in global neurological deficit. Remember the global neurological deficit. Depends on the stroke and some other dementias and disability. So this is the latest one that we have found. So in Hamilton Health Sciences and my master, we team up together. We run a stroke study. Within our acupuncture study group, so far we have about 4 trials currently running. One is comparing acupuncture and laser for shoulder pain. This one is for stroke, and that one is CPAR, chronic regional pain syndrome, CPRP. So we use acupuncture to control the RSD type of symptom, and it's one of the studies that we're using now. We partnered with Providence Healthcare Toronto, so 2 centers. So we compare the effect of acupuncture with sham acupuncture on lower extremity, on muscle tone specificity and gait speed in the chronic we have faced. So it's a phase 2 RCT, pre and post triple blinded design. So the acupuncturist doesn't know whether or not the patient, the patient doesn't know whether or not the needle is true needles or sham needles. Assessor never know the patient is in sham group or the true acupuncture group. So we test ankle movement, we test how fast the patients walk, and check the tightness. So a very clean and simple study, only 4 sessions, randomizing to the acupuncture group and the sham group. We use a park sham needle technique, we'll talk about that later on. We only use 2 acupuncture points. So that's our key thing, it's a very clean study. And each session took about 45 minutes, and then one cycle complete within a month. So which means the patient start assessment, go for the 4 session, channel out with the post intervention assessment within a month. So K3, if you have practiced acupuncture, this one is between the tip of the medial malleolus and the Achilles tendon, GB40, and the acupuncture point is anterior inferior area to the external malleolus. So the PARC sham needle technique, we're using a plastic tube to cover the needles. So the needle itself is retracting needles. So when we push needle in, the needle actually goes shorter. So visually on the patient, they think the needle goes in because it goes shorter. In reality, it's not because the needle retracts into the coil part. For real needles, because of the puncture or the penetration, of course the needle goes in further. So the needle does look shorter. So this is GB40 and this K3. So our study found that there are positive findings favorable in acupuncture group in gait speed, subjective stiffness, quality of life. There's zero adverse event, and dropout is only 1 out of 25 patients. So the lady dropped out because she's traveling all the way from Fort Erie to Hamilton to join the study after 1 or 2 trials, and family finds too difficult to help her. So with this positive result, we're hoping that we will recruit more centers to join us. We do have a standardized protocol for upper extremity, lower extremity, facility stage, or specificity. So we have standardized protocol for that. We are also hoping one day we can use some skull needles for stroke population within 7 days. Acute stroke acupuncture technique right at the acute phase within the inpatient period of time. So what we try to share, a standard acupuncture polygene based on patient condition, application is simple and safe, the zero adverse event, can be combined with other therapies at the same time. It's acupuncture can be used, but not only by PT, anyone. OT, RN, MD, they all can use acupuncture. Future direction, we are developing the phase 3 RCT. We want to test intensive treatment, so I'll try only for 4 sessions. We want to see if the duration, number of needles will change the result further. We also think about putting needles for pediatric cerebral palsy population. We're hoping one day, right now it's zero chance, but hopefully one day we can put needles in within the first 7 days, because needles just find this very interesting positive result. So that's my study and my 12 minutes sales. Great. Thank you. Take home message, I'm hoping one thing. Talk to your center. We can supply you the protocol, the sham needles, real needles. We want to partner with more center to bring in more subject for this trial. So we have some bigger size. Systematic review show positive result. Our center, which is university-based, hospital-based trial, show positive result. What we need is more center, more patients. So one day, if you're practicing stroke rehab, you will allow to put needles in at the hospital, because we see positive result and we believe that is one of the ways our profession can help stroke victims. Thank you.
Thanks, Enoch. Does anyone have a question? Great.
Thanks for the presentation. Just a quick question. I'll try not to add too many. Why did you choose K3 and GB40? And then just around the spasticity, it sounded like you were talking about spasticity, and then you were talking about stiffness. Were these clients with kind of extensor-based tone, or was it adaptive shortening? I'm just trying to get an idea of what the spasticity looked like.
So we recruit patients in this chronic phase. We do have patients who has 1 year history of stroke. You're absolutely correct. There's soft tissue compromise, there's increased muscle tone. So even though 1 year after the stroke event, patients still feel less stiffness and tightness in the ankle. Mm. So is it because of the soft tissue being have some effect and improve its flexibility after acupuncture? Or is it actually the muscle tone? We don't know 100%. Mm. But on the other hand, we see functional result. Mm. So why ankle? I want to have a clean study. I want to be minimum use of the acupuncture so that my ethics board won't challenge me. Mm. And now we have 2 needles, zero events. Next one will be intensity study. So can I use more? Mm. Can involve the knee, can involve some of the areas. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that is coming. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Enoch. And we're going to move on to the next presenter group, but the presenters will be in the room briefly afterwards if you have other questions.